What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you?
Doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
What's our theme for today?
Uplifting news with the Positive Truth.
Three dog-related positive news stories to help brighten your day. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Those five-star reviews help us out so much. If you leave us a five-star review with a comment and send us a positive news story, we will send you a Positive Truth t-shirt for
$3.99.
I actually have more dog stories than you do, so I'm going to start.
Way to change it up in 2026.
Preview. I actually have something in the grateful for that's going to blow your mind. Anyway, and it's dog-related. No, I haven't got a dog.
You could read my mind. All right, cool.
So my first dog-related positive news story is called Helping Paws. So Helping Paws is in Illinois in the Logan Correctional Center. The Logan Correctional Center is a women's prison where incarcerated women train service dogs that will go on to assist people with mobile needs and other challenges. The program pairs selective incarcerated patients with puppies provided by nonprofit organizations. The dogs live and train inside the prison for a year and a half before continuing training outside. The trainees work closely with the dogs, teaching them skills for service work and basically to be service animals. So this could be court dogs, like help like therapy in court, can be like the dogs that like lead the blind or people that are like visually impaired. Dentist dogs, the ones that like get in your lap and comfort you, they do all of that. And for the participants, not only does it give them purpose and companionship because they get to be with this dog for a year and a half, it helps them, they're saying it helps them heal emotionally, and it gives them hope and skills for life after incarceration, because while their participants are doing this, they're getting the skills to learn how to train dogs whenever they get out so they can go apply for a job. So the participants are getting personal growth, they're getting healing, they're getting meaning through trainings, and they earn certificates from the Department of Labor from the hands-on experience to go out and just
get a job, start a business.
So these service dogs are going to get out and help people. It's helping the people, the women in prison, and it's getting them a job afterwards.
Helping the community as well, because a lot of people need those dogs, man. It's a full circle positivity leading to more positivity on top of more positivity. I love everything about it, man.
But we're going to focus on the dogs because it's uplifting news.
Do sabes.
What do you have for your dog news story?
Man, I have a really awesome story out of New York. So Brian Resberg, he's a resident of New York, and he realized pretty quick that his corgi made a lot of people happy. He would put his corgi in his backpack and he would travel with it, get on the subway, and he always realized.
I think I've seen this story. This is the guy with the video?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, this is great.
Yeah, so he's walking around, he realizes, you know what, I should get on social media with this a little bit because my dog's making everybody happy. And he realizes everybody's freaking happy about it. And this is when he has a conversation with one of his friends. His friends was like, hey, you're doing a really good job and your videos are awesome, but maybe you can go to the local animal shelter and try to help some of those dogs get adopted. So that's what he does. He goes down to Best Friends Animal Society, talks to the team, and they come up with a plan. You can take out random dogs with an Adopt Me sticker on it and then see what happens. So he's taken out about 11 dogs, and all 11 dogs ended up getting adopted, JP.
He's in New York, right?
He's in New York, yes, sir. Walking around subways, going to parks, doing everything he can with these dogs, posting it on social media where he's getting millions of views. He's also getting people to adopt these dogs. All 11 dogs that he's taken out, again, they have been adopted. And on top of that, because of his publicity, 100 more dogs have been adopted this year, this past year, than the year before, all because of his videos. To me, this is the power of social media. This is an amazing story, and I loved everything about it. I wanted to share it here because it made national news. The Washington Post shared it and so on, and I wanted to talk about it here on The Positive Truth so you all can hear about
What's
it.
What's his Instagram handle?
I don't know his TikTok handle, actually. I just know his name, Brian Resberg. Riesberg, I think, because Riesling.
That's how you know, because your birthday was yesterday, and I don't know the handle or anything either. We should probably do that next time. But yeah, the fact that I know about these videos, because the corgi would be in the backpack, and probably the quietest corgi ever. Let's just be honest, like, the corgi was so chill, and, like, it's getting the scratches, it's just staring around. I like everything about that positive news story. I actually didn't know that he was helping them get adopted. I had no idea.
So you just saw this on TikTok or something? You saw him on
I don't
TikTok?
have TikTok. I didn't even see it on Instagram. I think I saw it on a positive news thing where I was like, look at this little, this is like, the, it was like, this video is going to make you happy.
And it's funny. His videos make you happy, and he's doing so much more. People don't even know it.
Woo! See? Uplifting news with the positive truth. My last one is about a dog named BEAU. We haven't been doing the sources this week. This is how we know we're out of it. This comes from thetimes.com. And his owner's name is David, and he likes to swim. So, of course, Bo, Labrador Retriever, he likes going to the beach and running around. So David takes Bo. He gets his little exercise. Bo gets to play in the waves. Everyone wins. When David was coming back from his swim, he got out of the ocean water and he collapsed. Bo noticed it and started barking and yelling at people. Where it was running all across the beach, ended up coming across a Clary Dashwood, a healthcare assistant who was walking by. She was like, something's off with this dog. And the dog was, Labrador was barking, and then we'll run and look back. So they followed the dog, and then they saw David on the beach. And they happened to be off-duty doctors. So they turned him around because he was face down.
Which is terrifying.
Turned him around, did CPR, called the paramedics. Basically they revived him, and David made a full recovery. All because a bow saved his life.
Shout out to Bo out here doing big things as a dog.
So yeah, uplifting news with the Positive Truth Podcast. If you like dogs, this is the episode for you. Before we get out of here, make sure to like, actually, audio meditation, pause, skip the section. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I'm grateful for Captain for sure. I love him. He's part of our family.
Apparently, he recorded a podcast episode. That's an inside joke.
That was actually funny. It went over my head at first, but hey, he actually did something pretty cool the other day. We were playing catch. I throw the ball playing fetch, but he has this like new bouncy ball we got him for Christmas and it bounces pretty high. But he was running, ball bounces, he runs past it, but he like low key did a backflip, like leaning back for it, catches it, turns his body and lands on his feet and stuff. I thought it was like the coolest thing he's done in his entire life. But that was like 2 days ago, actually, man. I'm just sitting in the backyard throwing it, like, oh wow, he caught that. So shout out to Captain, man.
Yeah, Captain apparently got on the microphone, so there's dog hair all over it. That was my
Everywhere.
reference.
Everywhere. So what are you grateful for, man? I'm excited for this.
I had the one I wrote down, but then I'm getting as I just take dog hair off the mic, I'm just gonna say both of the things I'm grateful for. I'm trying to get the different flooring in my house, so in the future I might be able to get a pet. It's gonna be like the Because carpets are not great for dogs.
Yeah, it's not
You
great for
know this.
yeah
That's why you're a tile all the way.
everywhere.
If you have tile on your.
Yeah, in the bedrooms. No, it's wood floor in the bedrooms, but tile everywhere else.
Interesting. This is not going to help my case about carpets in the bedroom, Tim. I'm just letting you know. But yeah, I'm gonna get my flooring done. It's like pet resistant. So anyway, I'm grateful for that because I didn't know that was an option. I also went to a Broadway show recently because you made the New York reference. My favorite city to visit. Too expensive to live there. Favorite city to visit. Saw a Broadway show. It was awesome.
What was the show?
It was Moulin Rouge.
Wow.
I was going to see Hamilton, but Hamilton prices were three times Moulin Rouge. I had heard of Broadway shows, but I didn't know anything. I had no idea how talented and how much like the sets changed. I had zero idea. I just heard of Broadway shows. The only Broadway show I'd ever seen, this is, you're going to laugh. You know that scene in Spider-Man 2 where like Mary Jane's at a Broadway show singing?
Yeah.
At the time, I just thought it was. I thought it was just like a plain background of people singing.
So you have the 1980 vibes in your head.
It was crazy. Like the in and outs, the way the stuff was moving.
They're talented, man.
Super
Yeah.
talented. Yeah, all of them deserve a raise. Anyway, so that's what I'm grateful for.
That's awesome, man. We actually have, obviously not to the scale of New York City, but we have Broadway shows here in Oklahoma City, man.
Really?
Yeah, they go on Lion King, things of that nature. They go on tour all across the nation. I went to one with Edna a couple years ago. It was a great date night, actually. Great date night. I love Broadway shows. I'm a musical guy, though. We grew up on Disney movies and stuff, so.
Me too. I'm a musical guy too.
Thank you.
You have a quote before you get out of here?
The struggle you're in today is developing the strength you need tomorrow. Quotes by Tim.
Also, this is because I know it's going to make you laugh. The Moulin Rouge was playing, they would cover popular songs. And the person I was with was like, you don't know this song, do you? You know this
No.
song? Anyway, appreciate you all for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.